This is 88.5 FM, and good afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley, joined in the studio for a live session by Saint Motel. Thanks for coming by.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man.
And I knew I liked these guys right away because AJ walks in and sees the ELO vinyl on my desk and says, cool. I knew a kindred spirit from the start.
Give us some extra copies.
Knew I liked you guys. Saint Motel, they have a new EP out. It's called The Original Motion Picture Soundtrack Part 1. Now, this is a first of a trilogy of EPs leading up to an LP at some point this year, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. So we're releasing them in three parts. The Original Motion Picture Soundtrack coming out in like a three-act structure. But once the third one's out, it's only available as a one-piece kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
And Van Horn is the single that we've been playing here on 88.5 FM lately.
Thank you for that.
I want to give a plug to some of the shows that are coming up. January 24th at the Observatory in Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
January 25th at the Observatory North Park in San Diego. And you've run out of observatories, so you're going to do the Fonda March 7th and 8th after going around the country a little
bit. I just realized that's the same venue, or different venues. I was like, wow, they're really posting a lot. But it was double. Okay, got it. That makes sense.
So looking forward to that, and then a big tour that's going to take you around the world. We'll talk more about that, but can we get you to play us a song?
Sure.
And what's this going to be?
This is Sisters.
All right, this is Saint Motel, live on 88.5 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Tupac, Stella, Madonna, back when we both were in our teens, you showed me marijuana and what good rock and roll could be. And though I never knew, I was sure I'd always count on you. All that we've been through, no dent or indemnification. Your older friends could buy the beer, and if they tried flirtation, that's why you always kept me near. I was your getaway, your younger life insurance policy. Well, let's give it up for sisters and all the things they do. Not always so wonderful, but we'd be lost without you. So keep doing what you do. No driver education. I'd hitch your ride to First Avenue and don't need invitations, 'cause all the bouncers let you through. And though I slowed you down, you would always let me tag along and make me drive us home. Teachers knew me already. Sometimes we're good, sometimes we're bad. They don't like you studying. They'll find a ways to skip on class, but you already knew. Of course, you pass it on to me. Well, let's give it up for sisters and all the things they do.
FM with Saint Motel live in the studio here for a live session, and that's Sisters. You started off, AJ, a minute ago. You said that the three act structure of these three EPs that are coming out. You guys actually met, didn't you, Aaron, AJ, in film school?
Right.
So you can take the boy out of film school, but you can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you write cinematically like that with themes and you know complete stories these days?
You know, we did find some sort of parallels to the a movie story and a song story. It's not that different. You know, you have the intro, you set up the characters, you introduce the world, then you kind of have a big challenge. The chorus comes in, and then something changes slightly in the bridge, kind of is the big plot twist you didn't see coming. And then the big conclusion is everything we've learned so far, plus a big outro chorus. So there's definitely some similarities, but I don't know. We don't write with the visuals first or anything like that.
Well, what's interesting is like with St. Motelevision.
Yeah.
There really was a visual aspect to that. I mean, every song had a virtual reality a video with it, and there was this overarching theme. Do you find that whether you intend to or not, that there's a very cinematic, a very visual aspect to the music that you're making?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just... So you have kind of the storyline, which starts with usually the music, and then there's an infinite number of creative ways to kind of continue that story. So, you know, if it's the music video, or if it's the artwork, or if it's different covers, or if it's a full-on augmented or virtual reality experience, you know, if we build like a whole interactive live experience at a warehouse downtown for just, you know, one song. There's so many ways you can like step inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just you close your eyes. It's this equivalent to when you had that ELO vinyl, when you would smoke some weed, close your eyes, lay on your bed and just imagine what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It never ends. There's tons of possibilities.
And so with the new album, when we finally get it, will we sense this overarching theme or?
So with this album, like, same with television, there was the full virtual reality experience with it. Like you could actually walk inside of the album cover, like you're just dipping your feet in the pool. And with the original motion picture soundtrack, it's such a big concept that the idea was it's a soundtrack to a movie that doesn't exist. And we're creating it as we go.
It's a great title.
So it's like it's actually being created as we're moving, and then you'll see with the tour, the audience is actually a part of that movie. They're actually going to be an interactive part of the experience. So yeah, it's a movie that is being created as you go on.
We're talking to St. Motel in a live session here on 88.5 FM. A reputation for being a fun band to see, and as evidence of that, these guys were just warming up here, doing a sound check earlier, and I was walking around the office, and people were like, hey, who's that band? They sound really good. It's a daily or weekly occurrence in here, but turning people's heads just with a sound check. So is it true that this band came together in a sushi restaurant?
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, so Dak worked at a sushi restaurant, and when we first met, and we did some of our first rehearsals there.
They definitely did some rehearsals.
Yeah. yeah, because...
Well, they weren't open.
Right. I feel like at that point we may have been kicked out of the dorms. There was like some sort of sense of urgency,
yeah,
and we couldn't.
We have, I mean, full on rehearsal too with the amps and everything.
Yeah.
The drum set.
Yeah.
You can't have that when the sushi bar's open.
No. I mean, I wish. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
What else are you going to favor us with today? Is another new song off of the this first EP?
We're going to do Van Horn.
Excellent one you've been hearing here on 88.5 FM. This is St. Motel live on 88.5.
Thug life, baby. It chose me, I didn't choose this city. Walk right over. You're a 10, I'm a 4-leaf clover. Well, tell me, do you hate me? Or do you wanna date me? It's kinda hard to tell, cause your eyes are looking crazy. So why are you coming over? Anything but sober. Looking like it's time tonight for fight or flight, then hard. drill it in like a J. Paul Getty. Smith and Wesson, taking shots that'll keep you guessing. Well, tell me, do you hate me or do you wanna date me? It's kinda hard to tell, cause your eyes are looking crazy. So why are you coming over? Anything but sober. Looking like it's time to knife or fight or fight red on. Ooh, what you gonna do? Tell me, do you hate me or do you wanna date me? It's kinda hard to tell, cause your eyes are looking crazy. So why are you coming over? Anything but sober. Looking like it's time to make for fight or flight and flare on. Ooh, what you gonna do?
Sounded great. Van Horn from Saint Motel live on 88.5 FM. Well done. Hey, when you bring brass, you got a party. You instantly have a party.
Got a party.
It's so great. First of all, Saint Motel is the patron saint of what?
Partying, actually.
Is it party? tiny toiletries.
Tiny toiletries. That's our next album.
Tiny. Yeah.
Unclean sheets. Yeah. Turn down covers. Little mint on the pillow. This tour, speaking of, you guys are going to be going, well, you're doing the shows, like I said, January 24th and 25th in Orange County in San Diego. And then you come back in March 7th and 8th at the Fonda. In between there, you're going around the country. And then after the Fonda, you guys are going overseas.
Right.
Europe and everywhere else. And I know that you've got like big fan bases in, like in Italy, you've gone, you know, platinum and so forth. Where does the most rabid Saint Motel fan base reside?
Mexico.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mexico's the best.
It's the horns once again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can't play favorites. Everyone, I mean, if we have people there, it's already exciting enough for us. You know?
And if
they
cares.
Yeah, if they came there for us, it's even better.
Moms are the most rabid.
right. They came there for the drink specials. That's cool too. But no, I mean, it's anyone's rabid when you see them singing along or something.
Yeah.
That to me is like, whoa, that's.
Do you find that?
Tone it down. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you find that it's different around the world? That I would imagine that different people, you know,
totally.
Some are more respectful and staid, and some are more getting into it.
Yes,
absolutely. You get to ask the crowd if they're okay.
Yeah, I am loving this song.
Germans and Swiss people.
Very repressed.
Do you exist? Are you out? Can't see you through the fog.
They internalize the joy.
Yeah.
In the UK, we encountered some like kind of soccer hooligan style, like which was just amazing. Yeah, like arms linked kind of thing on the dance floor.
That was great. But soccer chants.
It's different.
Lots
like
of blokes.
I wish it was. There's a universality to the musical experience, I guess. So it's not like you just hear people chanting in a certain way here kind of thing. It's, you know, woo is the same in any language.
It's a universal language of woo.
14 countries.
right.
We're talking to Saint Motel here on 88.5 FM. We got one more song that we want to hear from you, but I always like asking this question. I know you went to film school, like we talked about earlier, so you have other passions, but as far as music goes, and we can go around the room a little bit for everybody that has a microphone, but when did you first get a musical instrument, and when did you know that you had music to make?
I started on my parents' piano and started like well, I guess writing music like second grade, but I was taking piano lessons before that. Wasn't really enjoyable until I started like making songs, though. That's when it was like, wow, this is really fun.
Yeah. What about you, Aaron?
I started playing classical guitar, but I was always horrible at reading music, so I'd listen to the records and figure it out that way. So I was not the greatest, sight reader, what have you, but I could play by ear, which is cool. But yeah, classical music was the first love, I think.
Perfect pitch.
Nice.
Perfect pitch.
Well, let's get another song out of you before we let you guys go. What are we going to hear this time?
Old Soul.
Old Soul, another one off of the original motion picture soundtrack, part one, the new EP. This is St. Motel live at 88.5 FM.
I've got rubies in my hands now. I've got rubies in my hands now. How they shine. I've got trouble on my mind now. I've got trouble on my mind now. It's all right. Oh yeah, it's fine. 'Cause the more I get to know you, well, the more I feel I knew you. In a lifetime, a long time ago. I feel ribbons on the inside. I feel ribbons on the inside. Pull them out. Yeah, I've seen heaven in the moonlight. I've seen heaven in the moonlight. Blow it out. Yeah, turn around. 'Cause the
This is 88.5 FM and Old School from, is it Old School or Old Soul?
Old Soul.
Old Soul, okay.
But it is Old School.
It is. It really is. Yeah, you can feel the shag carpet on that.
Cool.
So good.
Cool.
And what's great is, as I'm listening to you do that, I have my own private L.A. moment. I'm looking out the window and there's an LAPD police helicopter.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
it was, what it's about.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Police helicopter.
You guys, this has been fantastic. This is my first time meeting you, and this is, as we said earlier, the first of three EPs that'll lead up to an LP.
Yeah.
So here's your homework. You have to come back for the second and the third EPs and favor us with some songs.
We'll be totally different when we come back. Through 3 months of touring, we're going to
do
a lot of scars.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Lots of stamps.
Hairdos.
Nice.
Beards in weird places.
Puka shell.
Puka shell.
Well, just Greg with the puka shells.
Turtle shell backpacks.
Oh, yeah.
You got big plans. January 24th and 25th, Santa Ana and San Diego, respectively, and March 7th and 8th at the Fonda. Tickets are available. You can find out about the tour dates on your website. Mm-hmm. Is it saintmotel.com?
Sure is.
That was a lucky guess.
Yeah. That's why we chose the name.
Because it was available.
Yeah.
So go and see these guys live. Before I let you go, just out of curiosity, what we know about film, but what other things are you passionate about? If the sliding doors would have gone the other way, what would we find you doing right now if it weren't making music professionally?
Probably making cupcakes.
Music
or,
unprofessionally.
You know, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, unprofessionally music. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Serving
you a
French fries?
Yeah.
Would you like fries
you would have been
sir?
Seen us on the corner.
Nice.
With the cases open.
Was it USC? Or is that the school we're talking about? Or?
Well, funny enough, so it was... Well, we don't want to mention it on air for Sharp and I, but Dak, if you want, Dak went here.
Oh, it's yeah. Matador.
Yeah.
See some Matador in the house. Love it.
Yeah.
Represent.
Photo, right?
Yeah.
But the general film school, Southern California location.
The collective film school that is Los Angeles.
Right.
Hey, guys. Come back and see us whenever you can. Best of luck with the dates here in Southern California and on the tour. And all the best luck with the new EPs and albums.
Cool.
Thanks for having
us.
Saint
Motel Live on 88.5 FM.